Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can find a way.
You are listening to the Shakti on Fire podcast created by Joy Ling. She's an empowerment coach for women, author of From Zero to Shakti, an online course provider, a speaker, and a warrior goddess facilitator. This podcast explores the focus of her empowerment coaching for women, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. Her dream is to unite 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. And she invites you to be a part of this dream at joyling.com, joyling.com. Now, I present to you the dreamer and creator of Shakti on Fire podcast, Joy Ling.
Hello, world. Welcome to Shakti on Fire podcast. Today we're going to talk about my experience doing the Warrior Goddess training with Hida Ash Amara. Have you read the book? Do you know about her? Let me share with you my experience. I found Hida Ash Amara when I was doing my research work last July. So beforehand, I have been following Dawn Miguris for about a year, especially trying to apply the principles in his book called The Four Agreements. He has been a very powerful pillar of strength for me as I navigated the rough waters in my private life at that time. I was dumbfounded when I learned that Hida Ash is actually a longtime student of Dawn Miguris. So my excitement exploded when I realized that she has a training called Warrior Goddess Training. Immediately, I knew in my heart that she was the one I was looking for. When I saw that her next Warrior Goddess weekend was on my birthday, I took that as a confirmation that I was meant to be there. With a fire walk in the desert as part of the program, hell yeah, bring it on, baby. Who needs a birthday cake when you can have a firewalk? So when I finally embarked on my trip to Sedona, there were so many trials and tribulations that came from nowhere. And oftentimes I wondered if I was going to come back to Singapore alive, much less make it to Margo Retreat where the training was. But well, thank goddess I did. And in fact, a happy accident was my book that came out from the whole experience, which I launched in December, called From Zero to Shakti. So when I arrived in Margo Retreat, being able to finally see all the familiar faces that was on the online training with me, it was just simply wonderful. And to see my beloved teacher live, oh, that was just out of this world. Well, to tell you the truth, I was a little shy when I finally saw her. And also, I was trying to calm down from my petrifying last 48 hours, trying to survive a health scare of a potential blood clot and other crazy incidents. Well, but to go half across the world on your own, and to come into a room full of women you have never met before, and then to have someone shout your name, is something that you are not going to forget. So, sweet Christy, who is Hida Ash's sister, recognized me. Well, I guess no other scrawny Chinese girl is coming tonight. And I wish that she knew how much I really needed that love in that moment. So I finally get up enough courage to say hi to Hida Ash and to ask if she would take a picture with me. I truly cherish that picture with her. It cemented that I made it alive to the workshop, and what I have been dreaming of has become reality. The next few days were full of laughter and tears. I bonded quickly with my new sisters. They were such loving women who were brave and authentic. So I truly, truly love every moment with these warrior goddesses. And we listened intently to the pearls of wisdom that were shared by Hida Ash. If you were there, you would be able to feel the energy. Every one of us was hungry, yearning to be nourished spiritually and emotionally. And we were guessing what we came here for. So it was really awesome. Some of the experiential exercises we had to do were nerve-wracking. I cried sometimes. It was just hard work, but it was so worth it. And the breathtaking view of Sedona cannot be overemphasized. It makes you feel so grateful for everything in life. Mother Nature is just truly stunning and loving. And Margo Retreat is a wonderful place. The food there is so delicious. And then the fire walk finally came. Gosh, it was a spectacular experience. We ended the weekend so beautifully. The rebirth canal process moved every core of our beings. And I was wailing like a baby at the end of it all. And so grateful to be held and loved by Sarah Meksha as I wet her top. Coming back to Singapore made me a little sad. Leaving my new sisters was not an easy task to do. But I was also excited to come home as a newborn baby. With a blank slate, I can draw whatever I want with my life as my canvas, using whatever medium I like. That is just too thrilling. So here I am back in Singapore on fire, already churning out things to empower women, already written my book, and hey, I have a podcast now, yay! So I'm so honored and grateful to be a part of this warrior goddess sisterhood, and to have the certification hanging in my coaching space as a constant reminder of what I have experienced and my true work ahead of me is just so powerful. So that is pretty much my experience doing warrior goddess training with Hida Ash Amara. Highly, highly recommended. And now I want to share with you some of the contents of the that is in the Warrior Goddess training. The subtitle of this book says, Become the Woman You Are Meant to Be. And I would like to invite you to take a moment and consider this question. What does it mean for you to be the woman you are meant to be? And what does it take for you to become that woman? Where are you now, and how far are you from being the woman that you are meant to be? Some insights that can help you along are the 10 lessons in Warrior Goddess training. The lessons include commit to you, align with life, purify your vessel, ground your being and free your path. Energize your sexuality and creativity. Claim your strength and ignite your will. Open your heart, speak your truth, embody your wisdom. Choose your path. Powerful, powerful lessons. Highly recommend all women to have a copy of this book, read it thoroughly, and use it to heal and empower yourself. My beloved mentor, Hida Ash Amara, is a genuine, fun-loving, fierce-loving woman. We have so much that we can learn from her. And I also want to share about the power of having sisterhood, of having a community of women who can support you, who can give you the safe space where you feel safe to express your authentic self, safe to explore your hurts, and a place where you are held, and a place where you also give support to other women. So think about whether you have that in your life. If you don't, how can you go about having such a sisterhood? Just like my experience, as I've shared with you, doing the Warrior Goddess training, now I have a sisterhood of Warrior Goddess sisters that I can always rely on. I can always send a text, and who will understand me and will accept me exactly the way that I am as I work through my challenges in life. No man is an island, neither is any woman. So consider how you can have this community to support you in your life, and how you can be someone like that to the people and especially the women around you. So I have put the link to the free 2 chapters of Warrior Goddess training in this show notes. I also have the free chapter giveaway of my book From Zero to Shakti in the show notes as well. And if you would like to get a copy of my book, From Zero to Shakti, you can go to fromzerotoshakti.joylink.com. Thank you so much for being with me once more. It really gives me a lot of joy to do this podcast and to have you listening in. So I would like to end our show today with one of my favorite poems by Maya Angelou. Thanks with blessing. Namaste to the next episode with all my love.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman. Phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman. Phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. All you women and me.
Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. Love ya.